The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. It's my privilege this morning to welcome you into God's presence. And I want to believe that you have been enjoying God since this program started. And I trust God that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We are glad, we're excited by the testimonies we have been receiving since this program started. And we are glad that God has been meeting you at the very points of your needs. And somebody's here, in this brand new week, every single thing listed on your prayer card shall become testimonies. If your faith can carry it, let me hear your loudest amen. Assessing all-round success via blessings. Assessing all-round success via blessings. It would be nice if you are taking notes so that you can go over the notes again. Assessing all-round success via blessings. God's plan for you is blessings and not curses. His intention for you is to be blessed and you will be blessed. Let me hear your loud amen. His intention for you is to be blessed and you will be blessed. In Psalms 35 verse 27, the Bible says God delights in the prosperity of his servant. That is, God is excited about the happiness of his servant. God is happy. God is glad. God is excited. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible says, it is the blessings, Proverbs 10, 22, blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. The work of the blessing of God is to remove sorrow. This morning, every trace of sorrow around you is declared removed this morning in the name of Jesus. I say it is declared removed this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody have been in pain for 14 years. 14 years of continuous pain. Somebody else this morning said 12 years and then God arrested it. Whatever the condition that might be yours this morning, God is going to arrest it in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. So he delights, he's excited, he's happy to see you blessed. However, blessings are not automatic. Blessings are a product of obedience. Somebody say obedience. Let me hear you say obedience. What is obedience? Obedience simply means full and timely compliance with God's instructions and order. Full and timely compliance with God's instructions and with God's order. In Genesis 12 verse 1 to 4, the Bible says that God instructed Abraham, said, get thee out of thy father's house. Now God said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Somebody say blessing. And I will bless. Can you see blessing? Blessing coming up now. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I thought somebody would be smart enough to say a big amen. And verse 4, and the Bible says, so Abraham departed. The blessings of God are not automatic. They are only for those who are ready to be obedient to his instructions. The blessings of God, many like the blessings, but don't like the instructions. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says that the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instructions. The work of the word of God is to give you doctrine. Somebody say doctrine. Is to correct you, to give you reproof, and to give you instructions. That is the work of the word of God. And I see somebody this morning assessing God's instructions in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, we'll be looking at the covenant channel to assess this blessing. How can I assess these blessings that God has for me? And the major way is through the covenant. Somebody say covenant. Somebody say covenant. Suddenly your voice has gone down. Let me hear you say covenant. Covenant practice channels are the major area to assessing the blessings. And the first number one covenant channel is called the tithe. Somebody say tithe. Let me hear you say tithe. Only those who engage in covenant practice, that is tithing, enjoy endless blessings. What is the tithe? Tithe simply means 10% of God's increase in your life. 10% of God's blessing in your life. And of course, you must realize that God takes record. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. The Bible says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he says, in tithes and in offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. Somebody say, God forbid. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So the tithe is key. Your blessing is tied to that tithe. And there shall not be room enough to contain it. If you are able to do this, I will ensure, and also in verse 11 said, I will rebuke the devourers for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. So, the tithe is not a new development. It is not something that is new. It has been since the time of our forefathers. In fact, the tithe was it was far beyond the time of Moses. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, the Bible says that Abraham gave tithe. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithe of all. Our father Abraham was a tither. Jacob was a tither in Genesis 28, verse 22. Genesis 28, verse 22. He says, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee the tenth of all. So Abraham was a tither. Isaac was a tither. Jacob was a tither. No wonder. Do you know that in Abraham's lineage there were very many children? Only Abraham's name is being heard. Abraham and his lineage is only their names that is being heard. People that don't tithe, their names are easily wiped out of circulation. Their names are easily wiped out. The tithe is not your own, it is God's part of your income. And you don't give tithe, you pay tithe. You don't give your tithe. Tithe is not an offering, it is offering you give. You pay your tithe because your tithe is not your own. Leviticus 27 verse 30. You don't give tithe. It's offering you give. Tithe, you pay it. God gave you something. Then you bring his own part. It says, Leviticus 27 verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. Everything that is called 10% is for God. God gave you 10 and he said, one of it I gave you. That is my own portion of what you have. That is my own portion of what you have. And you must realize that to be lawless is to be lifeless. To not follow the law is to abandon the blessings of the covenant. Important facts about tithe. Every other giving answers on earth, but the tithe answers in heaven. Every tithe you give answers right in heaven. Men collected here for the use of the work of God. For the advancement of the kingdom of God. But heaven himself is what stretches his hand to collect it from you. Important fact about the tithe is tithing is the mother of prosperity. Tithing is the mother of prosperity. Important fact about tithing, number three. Everyone is included in tithing. Even pastors, Hebrews chapter 7 verse 9. Even pastors must be involved. There are some pastors, you see them, they are very, very poor. Very, very poor. Very, very poor. He says, and as I may so say, Levi also, that is the pastors. Levi also, who received the tithes, paid the tithes. Can you see that? So you see some pastors, they'll be phoning members. Hello. Yes, credit my account. I want to go somewhere. Poverty has eaten them like cankerworm, because they themselves preach tithe, but they don't pay tithe. They preach tithe, fire will fall, but they themselves, there's no record in heaven that they are givers. Till forever, since we have discovered this secret, we have pledged our heart to it, and it is working like wildfire. Is working till forever. Till the covenant of the tithe is something that cannot be broken. And it has no respect of culture or color. If you are in Congo and you are tithing, you will be prosperous. If you are in Mali and you are tithing, you will be prosperous. If you are in Nigeria and you are tithing, you will be prosperous. And if you are not, there is no way that person can eventually escape poverty. If you are somebody who is not tithing and who is rich, that riches has sorrow. It is only tithing that gives you riches without sorrow. According to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. Also, important fact about tithing. Tithing is what shows that you have overcome mammon. Your ability to tithe, your ability to pay your tithe on a regular basis is what shows that you are no more in, it's no more money that is controlling you. You are now the one controlling. You know, money is a good servant, but it's a very bad master. When money dominates you, you can do anything for money. When you are able to tithe, it means that you have overcome the spirit of money, which is called the spirit of mammon, which is the spirit waging war in our nation now. Somebody will go to the treasury and steal 1 billion, steal 10 billion. Which he cannot even finish spending all his life. And then he will build a house of 2 billion. Can you see madness? Then when he dies, the walls begin to crack. When he begins to die, the roof of that house begins to drop. We have so many senseless idiots in our nation. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number five, important fact about tithe is that it is your guarantee of open heavens. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Tithe guarantees open heavens for you. Your heavens are permanently open if you are a tither. It says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that I may be meet in my house, and prove me now with, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. So, tithe opens the window of heaven to you. Somebody is here today, the windows of heaven will never be shut against you again. I said the windows of heaven will never be shut against you again. Number what now? Number six, tithe is your covenant insurance against evil. Verse 11 of that same verse. Of that same chapter, it says, and I will rebuke the devourer. I will ensure that you are adequately covered. Your wife is covered, your husband is covered, your children are covered. You are adequately covered. You have an insurance cover. I will ensure that nothing can devour you. Somebody is here today. All the days of your life, devil will not be able to devour you. All the days of your life, devil will not be able to devour you. Number seven, important fact about tithing is that it is an evidence of faithfulness. Luke 16, verse 10 to 11. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 11. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in least is unjust in much. Yes. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, if money is the simplest thing that you should be able to drop. If you cannot drop money, how can you drop your life to God and say you are saved? Somebody that cannot drop his money, that he will leave behind at the end of life. He said, if you therefore have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? That's what we call true riches. And that true riches comes to those who are... True riches is beyond money. So it is tithing that provokes true riches. It's a new day for somebody here today. And of course, number 8, tithing is what ends financial struggles and sweat. Many have been struggling. Struggle, tire, and they did not see that. They pray, oh. They praise very well. But this issue of tithing. They sing songs like, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul, but not my money. Not my resources. I give you my life. I give you anything. Use my house for sale. Even you can use my office self. Turn my house to church if you like. But money, I know they. I know do. The ten I have is not enough. You say I should release one so I can take 9. How will it be enough? Somebody is here this morning. Grace to be a consistent tither. Receive that grace this morning in Jesus' name. Can I tell you this? Try this year, from this January stroke through to December, to be a consistent tither and see if your life will not change. Many tithe, but your tithe is not regular. You tithe in January, you go to April again before you tithe, you go again to September. That's why things are very tight. Can you imagine if God gives you breath in January, sees it in February, March, release it again? How will you feel? It has to be a continuous communication and interaction between you and God. There are some of us, we don't know what is called recession. We don't even know that recession exists. Because of consistency in our givings to God. There's nobody, even if you are, no matter who you are in this world, if you are not a tither, you will pay for it. So you must realize this. It is important. It is mandatory. Are you telling me you cannot calculate? Your income is so big, you don't know your profit, you don't know your salary, you don't know what. It's just because we are not, the devil has blindfolded us. And then people go on from, they had that same tithing issue at 20. 25, they didn't tithe. 30, they didn't tithe. 40. 50. They go on like that in disobedience. It's a new day for somebody here today. So, the number one channel for this blessing is tithing. Number two covenant channel for this blessing is called kingdom promotion givings, which I will break into two: free will offerings and sacrifices. Kingdom promotion givings. Like I said, you pay your tithe, but you give your offerings. You give your offerings according to what God has given to you. It is according to his blessings on your life. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 12. You give it to him as he has blessed you. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. But all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. That is, it is important for me to do what I need to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 also explains to us the importance of offerings and of tithing. The Bible says, but this I say, he which swears sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which swears bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Yes. Go on. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. This one is talking about offering and sacrifices. Offering, you are free to give offering according to the blessing of God. Tithe has no negotiation. This one, it is what you have. It is as God is increasing you. You give it back to him. And they are different. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. They are different from each other. They are not the same. They are like your hands and your glove. The two of them are almost the same, but they are not the same. So if you really want to enjoy these blessings, be consistent in your giving, especially your free will offerings. Your free will of, now let me tell you this: you don't give God offerings as if you are giving to a beggar. God is not poor and can never be poor. Don't give God what as if you are trying to help him. You don't do that. You don't give to God as if, God, I'm just trying to help your work. so that they will be able to pay for the diesel. I can see they have security men, and I can see that they need to change the light bulbs, and I can see that they need to pay for some services and buy battery for the microphone. So I want to give you this so that it doesn't look like they don't have anything to do. You don't do that. If you want to really try God, keep your offerings and your tithe, and you will see that nothing stops in the house of God. Nothing stops. Nothing stops in the house of God. The only person your tithe and your offering blesses is you. That's the only person it blesses. Because it brings you into agreement with God, and it allows God to do what he wants to do. Somebody's here. What God wants to do in your life this year, he will do it. I say, what God wants to do in your life this year, he will do it. Also, sacrifices. Luke 18, verse 29 to 30. Luke 18, if you can. He said, he that gives houses. Luke 18, he says, and he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left houses, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more. Someone say manifold more. I like this version, and I like this word. Whatever you have given, you will receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. That will be somebody's case this morning in the name of Jesus. I said that will be somebody's case this morning in the name of Jesus. So covenant channel, number one is tithing. Number two is your kingdom promotion, your givings to promote the kingdom. They are doing a project, you are there. You are doing something in the house of God, they are there. You heard that there's a particular need or there's something to give, you are there. To be a blessing and to be able to lift up the work of God, to promote the work. And you don't need to announce it. There are some churches, when some people give, they say, please let me announce that I'm the one that gave. Then the pastor will come out and say, I want to announce the donation of... Chief Orinlekoko, the sum of 10,000 naira, Chief Orinlekoko has just, you have received your blessing instantly. You have already received your blessing instantly. That announcement that everybody has already heard is automatic payment for your services. Number three, covenant channel for assessing the blessing is called givings to your prophet and pastors. Giving to your prophet in Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 verse 41. The Bible says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. So every time you give to your prophet, to your pastor, that you know that this is a genuine man of God, you are actually giving indirectly to God. Prophets are messengers of God, and they are there to release blessings. You see, one thing you must realize, that being a prophet or a pastor is not about age. It's about the anointing. Somebody say anointing. It's about the engracement. It's not about certificates. It's not about how many years somebody has been born again. It's a grace of election. Somebody say grace of election. So your pastor, your spiritual father, and your material giving attract what we call prophetic blessings. It's different from parental blessings. Prophetic blessings. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. Believe ye the Lord our God and you shall be established. Believe his prophet and you shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. So the more you go ahead to do that, the more you receive his blessings. The more you receive his blessings. The more you receive his favor. The more you receive the grace and the mercy of God. Somebody is here this morning. You will receive God's blessings and favor in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 The widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17 verse 9 to 16. 1 Kings 17 verse 9 to 16 was a woman that enjoyed the blessings of God simply because of obedience. This was a woman that enjoyed the blessings of God simply because she was obedient to God's instruction. God spoke to prophet Elijah and said, this prophet, go I've prepared a particular woman for you who is the widow of Zarephath, who is going to feed you and who is going to cause you to be blessed. So go and meet this woman. And then the woman had almost nothing to eat. She had just little left. And the prophet told her, he said, this woman, go forth. Go and prepare the last thing you have for me. And then I will bless you. I will change your story. And the Bible says that as she went ahead to do that, the Bible says she never lacked again. Somebody's here this morning, you will never lack again in Jesus' name. I say you will never lack again in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will never know anything called lack again in the name of Jesus. You will never know anything called lack again in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we're back on the issue of the widow of Zarephath. That woman's life was changed and her destiny was transformed. Her destiny was remolded. Her destiny was transformed simply because she obeyed God's instruction. Thank you, media. What happened earlier on? So I pray that the Lord will bless you all in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 44 verse 26, the Bible says God confirms the word of his prophet. So when you provoke blessings in the mouth of a servant of God, you bring about the blessing of God on your life. The Bible says that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. This morning as a servant of God, I proclaim the blessing of God upon you in the name of Jesus. He said he confirmed the word of his servant and he performed the counsel of his messenger. I was with the Lord in a fast for some days, some time ago, for about 3 days or so on a continuous basis. And God spoke to me. He said, be careful what you say from now on. He said, anything you say, I say, I will do it. Somebody is here this morning. Your exact desire is what God is going to give to you this morning. Your exact desire is what God is going to do for you this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. Note this. Your prophet, your pastors are not in need. You are the one that needs their blessing. Because some people are going around shopping for pastors that need things. A genuine servant of God is super blessed. Well, that's one of the things you can... Have you ever seen any babalawo that is super rich? You can see it. Is either they lack one thing or another. Is either they lack, when you even look at them, they smell. Have you ever seen any babalawo? You say, I wish I can be like this man. Never. But many people these days say, I wish I can be like that pastor. When I grow up, I want to be like that pastor. Why? They are super blessed. Prophet, genuine pastors have no need. You provoke what is in their mouth for your life. So don't wait. I will wait until when our pastor are in need. I will wait. There will be a time they will have a need. That time will never come. Mark it. It will never come. Never. Because God will not wait to see his servant ridiculed. Someone is here this morning, you will never be ridiculed. In the Philippian church, they provoked the blessing on the mouth of Paul. Very smart church. In Philippians chapter 4, from verse 15 to 19, Paul sat down, teterete, and they provoked the blessing of God from his mouth. The Bible says, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. There were many churches under Paul. Only the Philippian church found it right to communicate with him. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift. I'm not in need. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and I abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Verse 19, but my God, somebody say my God. That's the servant of God speaking. Say, but my, because of what you have done, my God. We supply, because some people will just go to this verse and begin to quote it. And God will supply. Oh, my name. No, that's not the way it works. You start from verse 15. They supplied the need of the servant of God. Despite that, they had no need. They were provoked. And then the servant God opened his mouth and said, but because of what you have done, but my God, we supply your needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That will be somebody's portion here this morning in Jesus' name. Number four channel for provoking God's blessings is called giving to the poor and less privileged. Giving, being a blessing to the poor and the less privileged. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He that had pity upon the poor lended unto the Lord, and that which he had given will he pay him again. So, you see, every poor person around you is an opportunity for your blessing. Everybody and anybody you see around you is an opportunity for you to advance your blessings. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 27, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27, it says, and he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. You will never know a curse. Say, so somebody sees a poor person and hide his face. And listen to me, friends, you're giving. I'm saying giving to the poor. I'm not saying you should give stupidly and senselessly. Somebody is wearing a gold wristwatch, for example, of 80,000, and he comes to you and says, good afternoon, sir. Please, I need 5,000 to be able to meet his need. Let him go and sell his gold wristwatch and meet his need. You see some beggars on the road, the kind of chain, the gold chain they will put on their neck is more than, is almost 200,000. And they still want to collect your own 10 naira. So your giving must be with discretion. Someone say with discretion. It must be with discretion. There are some people, they are just out to exploit. They don't have work. Do you know, beggars, some beggars build houses from begging. Ah, they are very plenty in Lagos and Kano. I lived in Kano before. There are some corporate, they have, a beggar has 7 wives. Guy, Jehovah, a beggar has 7 wives. He sleeps in each wife's room one per night. And by 6:30, we come out. My friend, clear for my front. I don't know how people survive with more than one wife. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. 7 wives, a beggar. My money will never touch that kind of beggar. Praise the Lord. Psalms 41, verse 1 to 2. Psalms 41, from verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. That is somebody that is really poor, not just somebody that is in need of something. It doesn't necessarily have to be so poor that he's scratching the ground, but he's in need, and you know he's in need. I said, the Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. Verse 2. The Lord will preserve him. Let me see how you say amen. Amen. And keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I begin to round up this morning very quickly, conditions for acceptable giving. Number one, give willingly. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 17. Give offerings willingly. Give it willingly. Give it willingly. Give it willingly. Give it will not grudgingly. Okay? Isaiah 1 verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9. Give your offerings willingly. Don't let them coerce you. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Make sure your offerings and your givings are given to God willingly. Somebody say willingly. Number two condition for acceptable giving is give cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. Be happy when you are giving. Don't bring out your offering and press it inside the hand of the protocol. Or you are dancing out. Take it. The Ugu say we should give. The Ugu say we should give. Take it. Maybe you have been taking it before. All the one you took last year, what did you do? What happened to me? I'm still the same person. Just take it. Take it. You have started again this year. God, as if you are angry with God. Every man according as he proposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly. Any giving you give grudgingly without your heart being there is a waste. That's why we say when you are dancing out for offering, dance very well. Don't do like as if you are the lion of the tribe of Judah or your family when you are coming out. Dance. Rejoice. Of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful. There's only one class of giver God loves. Cheerful givers. It's a new day for somebody here today. Amen. Number three, give regularly where you are fed spiritually. Some give, but their giving is far placed. They will send to their grandmother, say, go take it to your church. Those kind of things. Maybe they are even using the money for sacrifice. You don't know. You give where you are being fed spiritually. If you want to send money somewhere, that one is not part of your tithe. Especially your tithe. You don't sow your tithe as a seed somewhere. There was a friend of mine doing very well. Told me sometime, a member of another ministry, that he wanted to sow his tithe. And I said, no, where you are being fed is where you should sow your, is where you pay your tithe. You can sow your seed here if you wish to. Where you are being fed, this church, as an example, is a tithing church. From inception till now, the records are there. No wonder God's blessings has never ceased in our midst. We tithe to our fathers that are a blessing to us on a monthly basis. Grace for obedience comes for somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. Give regularly to the place where you are being fed spiritually. And number four, give with a God first mentality. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Don't first spend all your money first before you remember God. Even if you are not around church, maybe they pay your salary on Tuesday, write the check and keep it somewhere. Or withdraw the money and keep it somewhere and label it tight. You can even write a note to God. Father, I thank you for this month again. You have helped me. I'm grateful. Multiply this in Jesus' name. And you keep it, you seal it so that you are not tempted to spend it. Some people are finished spending all the money in this world before they know, yay! Ah! Tight. God understands. The rest is till February again. February again, something will come up. Somebody will call you from house. Hello? Send money to me. Oh, No. You say, this tight. God understands. We are going to a rich church. They don't bother us for money. Okay? Let me send it again. You are tying yourself down. You are tying yourself to the same level. You are tying yourself to the same spot. But somebody is here this morning. New grace for obedience is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Many are struggling for money, but money is not difficult to get. Be a covenant practitioner. By now, your tithe should be that you cannot even pay in cash. Some of us have reached that level where your tithe cannot be paid in cash. Envelope cannot take it. So you have to write check. So if you are giving tithe, small cash, and you are still struggling, when do you want to become a millionaire? When do you want to become? Don't allow our prayer to become useless. Say you are blessed, and God say this one doesn't tithe. Forget that one. Say another thing, yes, but money, he won't get it because he's not obedient. From today, new grace for obedience comes for somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. I say new grace for obedience comes for somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.